In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We are right in the middle of summer, on a holiday weekend, no less. It's a time when lots of people are traveling, some of whom will be staying with family and friends. As I mentioned last week, my family was visiting from out of town. But in the days leading up to their arrival, I was starting to get worried. Getting ready for company with a one-year-old is a whole different ballgame. There were floors to mop, shelves to dust, and I didn't know when we were going to find the time or two free hands to do it. As it turned out, though, my parents insisted that they take the bus from the airport, which freed up a few unexpected hours. In that time, we were able to tag team with the baby, clean the house, freshen up the guest room, mist some essential oils. We even had dinner ready when they arrived. I felt so incredibly pleased to welcome them to our guest-ready home. Of course, all of these efforts were upstaged by the grandchild, but it was a good feeling nonetheless. There's something very satisfying about being able to offer good hospitality. And for Christians, it's a core value. In Scripture, we see examples like Abraham's welcome of the three visitors, the story of the Good Samaritan, or commands about welcoming the stranger and foreigner. In some ways, how we think about hospitality in our faith overlaps with a secular understanding of it, especially when it comes to things like opening up one's home or preparing a meal. But if we think about the example of Jesus, who was known for his radical hospitality, we can see things that set it apart. For example, although Jesus didn't have a home that he welcomed people into, at least not that we read about in Scripture, his presence was such that he made people feel at home when they were with him. He did this by giving people his full attention, welcoming all people equally, and accepting people as they were. And then looking at his ministry with the disciples, we see dramatic acts of hospitality, like how they were so available to the people coming to them, or how they were willing to drop everything to help someone, or how they served the neglected and forgotten and gave all that they had to do this work. As a person of faith, I am inspired by their example. I want to offer this kind of hospitality. And there have been times where I felt like I was able to go out of my way for someone or give in a way that met a significant need. I also see parishioners go above and beyond time and time again. It's meaningful to witness and to be a part of. But if I'm being honest with myself, there are times when modeling the radical hospitality of Jesus feels like a stretch. Like on those days that I'm rushing from thing to thing, or when I'm exhausted and don't have energy left, or when I'm hearing a judgmental voice in my head, or when I haven't taken time for myself and feel empty. In times like this, it's easy for us to feel conflicted between our ideal and what we actually feel capable of. In a way, it makes me think of how I felt getting ready to host my parents. Even though everything worked out, it's not hard to imagine a scenario where I would have been welcoming them to a messy house and maybe a box of takeout. Similarly, in our day-to-day situations, there may be times when we just don't feel like we have radical hospitality in us. And in such times, when we can't pull out all the stops, The inclination might be to pull out no stops, or ignore the other, or just keep to ourselves. But this is where we need to pay attention to a small but very important word in today's passage on hospitality from Matthew. It's not welcome or God or the phrase cup of cool water, though all of these are important, but the word I want us not to miss is the word even. Even is a word we use when we want to make a point about something that's surprising or unlikely. It's a word that can mean something as little as. In fact, I was struck to see Jesus use it in the same way my mother did when she arrived at our house last week. When I told her how happy I was that we were able to find the time to get everything ready for their visit, she said, "Oh, sweetie, even if you had greeted me and handed me a broom, I would have been happy." As thrilled as I was to be a good host, it wasn't my being on the ball or following good host etiquette that made her feel welcomed. She was just happy to see us. Our opening the door and letting her in was enough. Now, I realize not everyone is as gracious a guest as my mother, but guess who else is? God. In our gospel, Jesus says, "Whoever gives even a cup of cool water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." This passage comes just after Jesus was commissioning the disciples, describing the many things that was required of them. Then in today's passage, he talks about the people who will open up their doors to the disciples and give them a place to stay on their journey. He says that those who welcome the disciples welcome him, and those who welcome him welcome God, and will be rewarded just like the disciples. But then he goes on to say that even the people who do nothing more than give a cup of cool water are part of the same mission and blessing and purpose as the disciples and those who open up their doors for them. Jesus' use of the word even here makes an important point, that something as little as giving a cup of water is of great significance in the divine scheme of things. It's also a way of saying, do what you can, whether it's selling everything and traveling far and wide to preach the good news, or opening up your home, or offering a simple drink. God is welcomed in acts of faith, both large and small. So when we find ourselves wanting to show someone how much we care, but nothing seems good enough, or feel paralyzed by not knowing what to do or say, or feel so spent or busy that we don't know if we have it in us, this is where we need to remember that God is welcomed even in the smallest acts, and something as simple as a cup of water that takes little from us to the one who is thirsty is a big deal. This means that even when we smile at the stranger, send a text to say, "I'm thinking about you," listen for a few minutes in passing, or invite someone who seems out of place to sit by us. Even when we are there for our kids, or thank law enforcement or military for their service, or look someone in the eyes, or bring our hotel toiletries for the Jubilee Center, or our pill bottles for people in Haiti. Even the smallest acts of kindness are seen and appreciated by God and have an impact beyond what we see. Or as preacher and professor Dave Luce says, even our smallest acts of kindness and generosity reverberate with cosmic significance. They are how we love and bless and save the world. Now, with that said, there are aspects of Jesus' hospitality that should be non-negotiables for us, even on our worst days, like treating people equally with dignity and respect. We also need to see that there's a lot we can do as part of our spiritual self-care that helps us be better positioned to be hospitable when those opportunities come up, like giving ourselves the time to rest and recharge. Remember that Jesus was not doing hospitality 24/7. He too had to get away to be alone and let God fill him up. Jesus' example of hospitality is compelling and transformative, and there is much to be said for apprenticing ourselves in the discipline of this art. It's a lifelong process, and sometimes we will nail it and have the guest room ready and a hot meal in the oven. But on the days when all we can muster is opening the door and offering our weak selves, we welcome God in that too. Jesus' words encourage us to do what we can, because with God, even a small and simple welcome can be a radical thing. Amen.